Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
It's been a tough day. There's no debating it. The Falcons' season has been tough. We are now 3-7, and we've lost 5 in a row. Mike and I have been talking with you on the phones at 404-726-0929 all day, and the phone lines are open. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. That's where we are today. And as we get to the Falcon Report, the latest on Michael Penix's injury and Drake London, for those who are not aware, obviously Penix left the game yesterday with a knee injury, Mike. But coming out of Flowery Branch, there has been no word on surgery. And so anybody that's saying that, just be careful. No imminent word on when he's going to have surgery. And I think that's important news because what that tells us is he's getting a second opinion. That second opinion may take a couple of days. And if it does, Mike, we may not find out until the end of the week to what's going to happen with Michael Penix and whether he decides he wants to go ahead and have the surgery. And if he does, guys, he's currently on the IR. That's 4 weeks. I don't think he's going to return. That's my personal opinion. Again, not coming from the Falcons. But if he does, Mike, then his season is in fact over. And then we start talking about what happens in the offseason and when is he going to be available for this team.
Right. 14 games into his career, he nearly had a 300-yard game to start the season. Had that big effort in the win against Washington for 300 yards. But then there's been some bad. You know, we've talked about it. There's been some tough games where you feel like, you know, he's missed some throws. You know, the completion percentage below 60% against San Fran, New England, and Indy. He was having a good day before he got injured. He was 13 of 16 before he went out. Also, you know, he had some typical drops. We're used to seeing that.
Sure.
But I don't know what Michael Penix Jr. is. And this gets, and again, we still got a lot of football to be played. You got 7 more weeks of football, and Kirk Cousins will be under center. But it's just hard not to start to think about, do they change direction as the coach goes? Are they going to keep Terry Fontenot? Will a new general manager and a new regime come in and maybe not feel the same way the current does feel about Michael Penix Jr.? Because the worst-case scenario, Carlos, this is not the same knee, by the way, guys, to your point about the injury, still haven't got confirmation about anything yet. They haven't had surgery, and not talking about surgery yet. It's not the knee that he had the issues with in college, right? That was the left knee. This is the right knee, or vice versa. It's not the knee that he dealt with in college. It's the other knee.
It is.
So that's part of it. But still, you don't know what he is.
Left knee.
Yeah, you don't know what Michael Penix Jr. is right now. I can't say. I think he's, for all the things we're excited about, I think he regressed at times. I think there was a lot of games where, you know me, I'm of the opinion that Zach Robinson's the wrong man for the job to develop him. And it might just be another quarterback coach and offensive coordinator doing that job next year. But is he going to be able to be on the field next year?
That's the question. And that's why we are waiting patiently on word whether he is going to – because the second opinion could say, hey, you know what? You can come back in 4 weeks. And if that's the situation, then maybe we see him at the end of the year. If not, Mike, he needs surgery, then you're talking about obviously a longer recovery time. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rod did address this today. We'll be up there Wednesday. Hopefully by then we'll know more. And that's what I said. I think it's going to be probably another 48 hours before we find out anything, partly due to the fact that this second opinion is not going to be here. It's going to be somewhere else.
Right. Coach said that Penix's knee didn't feel stable, as stable as he wanted it to be on the sideline after getting taken out, as we said. You know, in college, he had two season-ending torn ACLs in his right knee in 2018 and 2020, had shoulder injuries as well in 2019 and 2021, but this is, as we said, his left knee. But this was the concern. Now, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited because he may flourish, he'll bounce back from this, but the concern pre-draft was his health.
Yeah.
It was always about the health, even though this is the other knee.
Yeah, and look, these fluke things happen in the NFL, right? They just do, right? When you saw the takedown yesterday, did you think that was a violent takedown? Not at all. It wasn't something where you went, oh, I hope he's okay. It was just like, oh, why is he, what's going on? But to your point, this affects the decision-making moving forward. Whether it is Terry Fontenot, whether it is Raheem Morris, or someone new that is going to be in charge of this organization, this is something now that you have to look at and say, okay, can he come back and be the quarterback that we need him to be, Mike? And you guys can say it's nothing. I'm not going to say that. Two on one leg, one on another. It gets back to the conversation, Mike, we had with Ronald Acuna. Can he still be an effective player? Yes. Is he going to steal 70 bases again? Probably not.
No, and this is, you know, one guy just gave me the text line saying, oh, come on, Mike, Fontenot's gone. We've been discussing this all day if you're just getting in the car. So, you know, always rewind on the Odyssey app. You know, we've seen, like, Shine up in New York. He gets to keep his job, but Daboll gets got because he lost his effectiveness. There's really no, if we're honest, there's really nobody to take over. If you take Ulbrich and make him the head coach, then you lose some of your effectiveness with him as the DC. So Raheem, in all likelihood, probably play out the string, and then Arthur Blank will have a decision to make. But when it comes to the general manager, he's tethered to the Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix Jr. decision, which I thought at the time was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. It made no sense to me now. It makes less sense now because Kirk Cousins looks washed. Kirk could come to the rescue here, Carl. He's healthier than he was last year off that Achilles, and he did put the ball in his defense in Pitts' hands and Drake's hands on some of those drives, but do you buy that Kirk Cousins can put something together for the? We'd have to win out, guys. You'd have to win 7 games in a row to get to 10 wins.
No, look, that is a fairy tale, but more importantly, in the two opportunities you've had to see Kirk Cousins this year, what have been your thoughts?
Dreadful.
What have been your thoughts? He started a game. Do you guys forget? We got nothing from him. So, Mike, that ship has sailed for me. It's unfortunate for Kirk because you do feel like, hey, with the money he's making and the experience, that we would get a bump. We would get a boost. I don't necessarily feel that way. But, again, maybe, just like with Michael Penix, it's not all on him. Maybe it's the fact that when it comes down to crunch time, we can't put a drive together because of the play calling and the way this offense is constructed. Again, that's been part of the Achilles heel, not just through this 5-game losing streak, the entire season we've been talking about this.
Look, they ran the ball effectively earlier in the game, and then, you know, you get late in the game, and then I use the phrase the chicken switch. You know, you got time, and then you still, now we're going to throw. You know, I'll never understand the logic. And Dave Archer will come out tomorrow, and there will be missed assignments and blown plays, and that goes into it. You maybe dialed up something like you did in Berlin. You dialed up a perfect play. Kyle Pitts drops it. Said this, I'll say it again. If I never see Kyle Pitts play for the Falcons again, it'll be too soon. He will get ample opportunity. He's a first-round draft pick. Other teams will be like that crazy girlfriend. I can fix him. Good luck and God bless. Because this guy is the definition of quiet quitting. And he was on display again, Carl. Somebody step into the breach because Darnell Mooney, also picked up by Fontenot and given $26 million, is also not good at his job. Can't stay healthy, not an impact player. Carl, Mooney is going back to why when we signed him, I said, who? He's the guy that could never put two seasons back-to-back in Chicago. And that's what you're seeing now in Atlanta. So now we go up to the down to the Saints, and now Drake London's out with a PCL strain.
Yeah, it's a tough go, man. There's no debating. We have some phone calls. We're going to take them at 404-726-0929. As we've been having this conversation with you all day today, what's the out? This has to change. And what is the future look like for this football team? I'm not even talking about next week. I'm not even worried about the Saints. What does this look like as we move forward? Because as I said to Mike, at some point, guys will check out. I know you don't want to buy it. I know you don't want to believe it. Guys are putting things on tape. They're playing for jobs. I just feel like, Mike, you are in despair right now. And knowing with the injury situation of our team and how we've lost these games, it's just disheartening. And it's not just for us. It's for those guys in the locker room. So this becomes a very difficult coaching job now for Raheem, Mike, to rally guys and have them buy in. And all of a sudden now, okay, we're going to come out and respond. We keep thinking that was going to happen over the last 6 weeks, and it hasn't.
Well, if we're falling asleep listening to Raheem, what's happening at Flowery Branch? And Carl and I brought this up earlier. Drake London, I know he had that drop, but Drake London is a warrior. He leaves everything on the freaking field. Bijan's. We can play that audio if you are you cool with that? That Archer, Dave Archer. I'm sorry, Oren, calling audible here, talking to Bijan Robinson after the game. Listen to Bijan, and I hope the coaching staff is listening to Bijan.
Okay, so B, let's look at it from a player perspective, because players have to play to win the game. Okay, we can talk all we want to about coaches and design and all that kind of stuff, but it's mistakes made in the game that's keeping you guys from winning football games. What do you, I mean, how do you address that as a player? And I know you take care of yourself first, but there were just catastrophic mistakes late in overtime. The illegal man downfield, pit stops, the slant. I mean, what do you do from a player perspective to address that among yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just got to watch it for ourselves. You know, we got to be very hard on ourselves, critiquing ourselves a lot, because, you know, I think that's the difference. Like, you know, me and Coach Petrie this week watched all my runs from the season and, you know, just critique like what I did well, but we were focused on what I did wrong and what I could get better at. And I mean, that was huge, man, because it just got me back to focus and back to like my cues and run reads and manipulating linebackers, manipulating players. So like, you know, I think for all of us, like, we have to go back, just watch ourselves, like, critique ourselves, because I mean that's how we get better as a team, and that's how they get better. We all get better individually, so we can help the team be great.
I think it's a great analogy, and hopefully you can go tell everybody to do that. That would be great.
Critique,
right? Look at yourself.
Yes, man. But he's saying everybody, and Mike, when he says that, is he talking about the coaches too?
I think it could be applied to that. I think when I heard that, I thought that applied to every level. Special teams. We haven't even mentioned that. We had the obligatory special teams screw up. We did have a nice return late. Unfortunately, we had an empty possession because they muff a punt.
Yeah, special teams sucks.
It's a bad special teams unit. Now, the good news is we found a kicker, our third kicker. He's done his job yesterday.
He did. I mean, were you nervous? Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. He's tucked it in the upright.
But he did his job.
But this team, man, I mean, you start the freaking game. Okay, and here are the Falcons. First and 10. Hey, we got a holding penalty. And Elijah Wilkins. First and 20. There goes that drive. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
But you had a 21-7 lead. You're 21-7 in the second quarter, man.
Yeah, Mike, but this is the problem with this team. They don't know how to win in the fourth quarter. They've proven that.
Good teams put teams away. Bad teams can't.
Sam and Bill, you guys hold on. We're coming right back to you. 404-726-0929. You want to speak your piece? We want to hear from you. What do you think, man? And as I said, right now, apathy is the word, right? We're apathetic about this team. I think many of you are. What's your interest level? What's your feeling? Where's your enthusiasm? And that has to get back to Mr. Blank, which we need to have a conversation with him too, by the way. Right. And we will on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Want to remind you, join Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Enjoy the food, drink, scenic views, guys, while all gearing up for a full weekend of football and basketball. Andy and Randy, 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to talk more about Arthur Blank and what we think some of the big decisions moving forward he's going to have to make as we discuss where our franchise is. Just to get you caught up, and then we're going to grab Sam and Jody in Peachtree City. 404-726-0929 is the phone number, as we've been taking your phone calls today here on Dukes and Bell. And we'll let you hear Raheem Morris. But the injury to Michael Penix, as we've been talking about today, left knee injury, he is on the IL for 4 weeks. Kirk Cousins is going to take over. But if you're just tuning in, he's looking to get a second opinion. That could happen over the next few days, which means we won't know whether or not he's going to have surgery or not, maybe until the end of the week. And we don't know whether that decision is going to be, Mike. That is not a team decision, by the way. That is a Michael Penix decision, if you're wondering. So player has to decide what he wants to do there. But right now we're in flux because of that. It's not like yesterday he stepped off the field and said, I want the surgery, and it's happening tomorrow.
Right. Now, it may very well end up in surgery, but right now in a lot of national NFL columnists or reporters have it that it is going to be surgery. That's not, to Carl's point, not confirmed. Zeno was up there at the press conference. He was texting you, letting you know what's going on. So now we just hold. Meanwhile, we will maybe get Diablo back. Divine Diablo, they're going to open the window.
21 days.
If he can come back, that'd be great because he's the most athletic linebacker we've got. And then there's, unfortunately, Drake London with a strained PCL. He's had this issue before. And if it comes down to the stretch and he's still dealing with this, same thing you said about Ronald Acuna. I'd shut it down because I don't need him coming into the next season with another injury to a knee. He's him and Bijan, 1A, 1B, our best players.
If you have any questions about Drake and whether he should get paid, I don't know what you've been watching. Like, I'm not saying he doesn't want to go out and prove that he is continuing to be one of the top five receivers in this league, but as a team, you don't risk that. Sam in Atlanta, thanks for your patience. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Dukes and Bell. What are you thinking, man? Where are you at with the Falcons right now, and what's your way out of this thing?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Honestly, at this point, I think you have to leave no stone unturned. First off, I think I'm with Mike. You've got to clean the whole house. It's very hard to go 8 years of no playoffs in a league like the NFL, which is built for teams at the bottom to get better. So you've got to clean the whole house from top to bottom, and it won't happen. But Rich McKay's got to be the first person to go. He's been the main constant for 20 years, number one. Number two, and here's the hard part. I've actually met Arthur Blank before many years ago, and we can all agree he's a good man. He's done a lot for the city and the community, the children's hospital, the donations to the HBCUs and whatnot. But for the better part of a decade, he has been a pitiful owner at a football standpoint. With the coaching hires, the lack of success in the field, loyalty to the wrong people, a la Rich McKay, the fish rots at the head, and it starts with the owner. Now, from a team standpoint, we didn't know what we had in Penix through 12 games in. We've got no first-round pick next year. Drake London and Bijan Robinson are due for contracts, and at this point, I don't see either of them wanting to sign here this offseason. So what I would do, so first off with that, before I say, my worry is that Raheem Morris could with the injuries, Raheem Morris could end up talking Arthur Blank into another year, which right. scares me.
Right.
But provided we do clean house, which needs to happen, they need to blow it up. Go New York Jets and blow it up, because you are not going to be – because they're not going to want to re-sign here. So, look, I would take calls for London, Bajan, AJ Terrell, Jesse Bates. I would clean the whole place out from top to bottom and start from scratch. What Detroit did in 2021 when they offloaded Stafford's contract and move off Darius Slay and I think a couple other veterans when they bought in the new regime –
right.
So we and got a bunch of draft capital. That's what we need to do. Blow the whole thing up and start over.
That's interesting. Appreciate you, brother, because, you know, this year we had the debate with a caller or a texter earlier about just what your expectations were. Vegas had it at 8 or 9 wins, and you and I said 10. I think you said 10 or 11. But this we were under the impression this team was going to build off the success of last year before the Cousins injury. We had expectations. This team's the window is now. That would be a hard sell, I think, for some of the fan base to do. I understand. It's the bitter pill, Carl. You know, the course of action he's suggesting, but I don't know about that. I don't think Arthur Blank would have the wherewithal to let a general manager come in and convince him to do that.
That
I mean, it makes good football sense.
Yeah, and look, these are the things we're talking about. When you talk about a way out, this is what he means, and I agree with you. There is no stone unturned. What have we done that makes you think, again, running it back is going to be better if you don't feel like there's enough talent on the field with the guys you currently have? Now, again, that's where a lot of people are split. You go around the league, people say Atlanta's really talented. They're being undercoached. There are others who say, hey, they're lacking in some areas. But even though I feel like, you know, that could be a really good team. What is your perspective on this? So I just feel like he's not off course. But if you do that, understand. It may be another 3 to 4 years, and now you're talking about what, Mike, 12 years?
Oof, forget about it.
So that's the other part of it, because you don't do this and get good immediately.
No, I mean, the NFL is built, as he said, to go from worst to first, but you got to do it through the draft. And that's why you're saying you have to liquidate some of your assets that would be certainly, you know, teams would be interested in. The other thing, just to double down on what he said, I think that Raheem Morris and his coaching staff have shown you enough incompetence.
I agree.
In the games before the injuries have overwhelmed this team. And they've lost too many games with bad coaching decisions where that's not even a viable pass. That's not even close.
I agree. Before you were 3-7, you had other games to show that.
And you had games last year that you blew too, and that's part of your resume.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Let's talk to Jody in Peachtree City. Jody, thanks for your patience. What's on your mind? You're on Sports Radio 92.9, the game on a Falcon Monday. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, I've been a Falcons fan. I'm 55 years old in a couple of weeks, and I've been a fan since 77, 78. Every Sunday, my wife looks at me and looks at me like I am absolutely crazy. Why would I put myself through the incompetence and ridiculousness of the last 45-plus years? Now, the biggest problem with the Falcons, number one, is Rob. Okay, he might be a nice guy, great, but it don't look like he does jack diddly squat during the game. I think they've only maybe caught him talking on the headset once or twice this season and last.
Yeah, right? We've talked about it.
Second,
you're not lying.
Second is our offensive coordinator, okay? He is predictable, predictable, predictable. Every call, when Bijan's behind, they motion it back, he's going to run. If it's a receiver, they throw. Then they put in the Bijan next to him formation. They have, go back and check. They have never once run when Bijan was by beside Penix the whole year. So if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm going to go at halftime and go, hey, these idiots are what we thought they were. And you notice in the second halves, we are really struggling. Yesterday's a prime example. Bijan looked awesome in the first half, but if you go back and look at some of his awesome runs, they were missed tackles by Carolina. It wasn't that we out-schemed the crap out of him. It wasn't that we had great blocks. Bijan made guys miss. I think one play yesterday was the crossing route to Drake. I about fell off the couch. He was so wide open. Right. I think the reason Drake didn't score is he was so shocked that we actually schemed up a great play. And these receivers, I'm sure they're getting sick of running these 5-8 yard in routes and stop routes, because them linebackers and safeties are now know that, and they are head hunting.
True.
Head hunting. I will not, and I know this, I will not watch a Falcons game next year if Zach Robinson or Raheem Morris is on the staff, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too. And this is the challenge for ownership, which is something we're going to talk about. When you start weighing how people feel about the franchise and the investment, Mike, that's part of the decision that, you know, I think Mr. Blank's going to have to look at and certainly weigh in this offseason.
Now, there were some big plays. Drake London, the touchdown drive was two Drake London big catches. 41 yards was one of them.
Yeah.
We talked about Mooney. Like, Mooney is a mixed bag at best. He had one for 20. But, yeah, the explosive play, that not really wasn't there. Bijan's longest run was 19, but he goes over 100 yards, did his job, despite the fact the touchdown run, he had to beat three tackles just to get to the line of scrimmage. It's like Barry Sanders type stuff, because that's why, if you heard that soundbite we played with him and Arch earlier, it's almost like, hey, they know what's coming. We need to self-scout. You know, we need to be less predictable. That's what Kurt Warner said about us. So I don't think as a fan you'll have to worry about Zach Robinson being here next year. And Raheem, for that matter. Just a matter of how far Arthur Blank wants to go with the cleanup house.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you asked me this, and I said, how PO'd is he? That I don't know. Does anybody? How upset is he sitting around, Mike, and going, everything's fine, we'll be okay next year? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the only thing, this is the one thing, and we joked around about this half kidding. I was never under the impression, I was arguing this with a listener earlier, that this was some sort of rebuild year. You know, you were in the catbird seat to win the division. Now, yes, we knew there was going to be growing pains with Michael Penix Jr., but you felt you had enough of a good support system. Now, unless you just say the offensive line injuries took away so many things you wanted to do. Don't buy that. Everyone's dealing with injuries. Arthur Blank is 83. If I was him, I'd have a sense of urgency on this sucker.
I know. All right, we're coming back. We're going to let you hear Raw, and then I'm going to tell you my issue with Raw next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's quarterback, the most important position in the NFL. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And with the injury to Michael Penix and no decision yet on whether he will have surgery, maybe by week's end, maybe by Wednesday when we're up there, we do not know. But, Mike, as we discuss this aspect, forget about the game, okay? We lost. Forget about the game just right now. this has to at least change your perspective on how you move forward in this organization. Now, some of you may say, well, wait a minute, Dukeson Bell, he's going to have surgery. If he does, he recovers, he comes back. True. But is he what you need him to be? And that is the question we do not have an answer to.
Right. And it may be a new offensive coordinator. And
correct.
And then we've talked about it. Some guys like Baker Mayfield have dealt with it their entire career. Other guys like Justin Fields have gone through it and they struggle. You know, so I mean, his career next year, he'll have 14 games under his belt if he doesn't play another game this year.
Right.
And, you know, there might be a new general manager, new coach that are not tethered to him. They don't necessarily believe in him. Terry Fontenot made it his decision. He said, we're never going to pick that high again. I've got to get this kid. He's a generational talent. And he may still be. But right now, it's looking like the greatest disaster in the history of the NFL. Giving Kirk Cousins $100 million, everyone telling me about all this insurance policy, and you're set. We don't have a quarterback right now. Kirk, you feel that Kirk's going to put together a 7-game win streak? I mean, look, he did a decent job enough yesterday. I don't know where his head's at now. If he has any intentions, Carl, of playing next year somewhere,
you're right.
This is his 7-game audition for somebody.
Yeah. Is the team built around him to be successful? And really, that's another part of this. But when we talk about the quarterback, I feel like, Mike, we went from just a few months ago feeling like, okay, regardless of what happens this year, we have a situation that you feel good about the situation at quarterback being in place. And I can't say that right now. Like, I just can't for all the things that you just laid out. Let me hear Raheem Morris talk about our quarterback and Michael Penix saying there is a chance he could be done.
There's always concern anytime you put anybody on IR with all our guys. There's always a concern about that, you know, hurting for the young man, you know, especially how well he's playing to begin in that football game, you know, really finding his groove. I like this week of preparation. I like the way he went through everything. I like how he was prepared at a very high level. I like how he took a lot of ownership on it last week and really was ready to have a bounce back week. And it's just as heartbreaking for him to go out and get hurt. And there's always a concern of any of those type of things of missing time.
13 for 16, 175 yards, no touchdowns for Penix yesterday. So that's what Rod's talking about.
Yep.
You get off to a good start. You're feeling good. You feel like, hey, we're going to be in this game. More importantly, we're going to take control of this game. We're about to win this game. And then it falls apart.
No, I mean, good teams find a way to finish. You know, you run to win the game. In this case, we blew a 14-point lead at one point in the second. It was 21-7. We had the obligatory special team screw up, which is a hallmark of Raheem Morris' team. You know, we talked about the irony now, and Joe Patrick just tweeted it out. We're second in the NFL in sacks, and believe it or not, we've got their worst record through 10 games in the last 6 seasons. You couldn't make this stuff up. See, a guy hit us up on the text line and said, I heard that caller say, blow everything up, trade everybody, reset it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there could be two ways. That's the nuclear option. There may be a general manager who feels that is the course of action. Another general manager, head coach combination could come in and say, no, we have the pieces. If properly coached and game planned, this is a winning football team. Because this team right now is a three quarters in about 10 minutes of football. We just can't give you 4 quarters for whatever reason. Poor coaching habits. Poor practice habits. They don't tackle particularly well, Carl. We've talked about the offensive design and its shortcomings. Maybe another regime comes in and says, no, we got the talent. We've got to do this and that. We'll have to move some things and make some trades.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me the most, and this goes across the board, we've seen it obviously with the offense. We've certainly seen it on the special teams front. Special teams killed us again Sunday, guys. I wanted to throw my remote at the TV. I watched it back last night, I'm like, how many weeks do we have to watch special teams put our offense or defense in a bad spot, flipping the field, not covering properly? But then when you talk about the attention to details, and this is the part where you say what bugs me about it, what bugs me about Raw, it's the attention to details. Because we've seen multiple weeks of this. Mike, on any given Sunday, you might have a bad Sunday. You can say, okay, hey, we didn't do a lot of things right. But why are we continuously talking about the same things? That is concerning to me. That is probably the most concerning thing to me when we talk about where we should go and how this should look moving forward. And if you're telling me that Mr. Blank is going to buy into whatever is going to be said to him in regards to retaining Raw or our general manager or how he views this football team and, hey, we just need another year, those are the things that you can't overcome. We've seen the evidence. And so that is the most disturbing thing to me. And, you know, people ask me all the time, oh, Ra, it's how he speaks. It's how he – and none of that bothers me. It's the stuff on the field that we are not paying attention to detail to that gets us beat week in and week out. And that is that. That's something, guys, that just can't happen. You can love a guy. You can love his demeanor. You can think he's a player's coach. But that attention to details is simply not there, Mike. And that is why I feel the way I do right now. And it reared its ugly head again yesterday.
Right. I mean, we talked about, we went through the list of guys that interviewed this job. Mike McDonald, who wound up in Seattle, did get a second interview. But you look at Vrabel. A Vrabel team's not going to beat itself. They're going to make, look, the quarterback made mistakes, and then the coach is right over there with his arms around him, pumping him up, interacting with his players. I think if there's a problem with Raheem, it's his aloofness on Sundays. And then I listen to Raheem, and we'll ask him about it. We've asked him before. We may not get the answer you're looking for, guys. We'll try tomorrow or Wednesday. But with Raheem, if I have to hear one more presser or he's talking to Dave Archer, man, their passing game was on fire. That other team, they really blocked well. They ran the ball.
We got to find a way to win those football games.
I mean, stop throwing bouquet. Fix your team. What is your excuse? I mean, and again, and all this love, I mean, Ulbrich was kind of like the guy that was, no, you're too hard on Ulbrich. You gave up 448 yards passing to Bryce Young. Every time Bryce Young plays us, we turn him into Fran Tarkington, okay? You let Jonathan Taylor rush for 240 yards. Christian McCaffrey for 100. This defense has got pieces. I don't think it's particularly well coached either. Before we start getting off, yeah, we've developed a pass rush, Carl. How's that working out for us?
Well, here's what's really funny. You stopped the run yesterday. And I said all week, we got to stop Rico Dotto. You got to stop Rico. Chuba Hubbard, you got 67 yards, 2.7 yards a carry. You got 5 sacks. Mike, again, if I told you we go into this game and you did those things, you would feel pretty good about the defense. The yardage is sick because, again, it's a franchise record for Bryce Young. But defensively, it gets back to you stopped the run. You forced him to throw, and then you give up the yards throwing, right? And you sacked the quarterback, but were they significant sacks in moments of big plays, Mike? Meaning, hey, we're not only getting off the field, we're turning them over, or, hey, this is a game-changing type sack. It's like we got 5 sacks, and they were empty.
Empty calories. And you said it. I looked for the numbers. I couldn't find the definitive. It's about a week behind in the NFL. But yards after contact. We've got to be one of the worst teams for yards after contact as far as our defensive side. I mean, how about when Tommy Tremble?
Who?
Who? Tommy Tremble takes Caden Ellis for a sleigh ride. And everybody else trying to get this guy on the ground. You know, you mentioned it. Rico Dowdle. You know, out of the backfield, 28 yards. Boom. When you need the big play, they had it on demand. This team, I think, with the right coaches, and yes, you need a few more pieces. I get that, and so does everybody else in this division.
Everybody does. Everybody does.
But I mean, you don't manage your talent properly. You don't execute. You know, why? It's a chicken and the egg. Why don't you execute? Why do you make the same mistakes week after week? Because you're probably not coached well. Because you're put together a poor coaching staff. Raheem, everybody was begging Raheem. Second chance, Raheem. He deserves to be a head coach. He's got his chance. I said this to him last week, and he's blowing it. You hired the wrong guys. You needed to hire veterans, and you hired inexperienced guys. Talking about Jimmy Lake last year,
yeah.
Zach Robinson. Ulbrich does a decent enough job. But even then, we've talked about, you know, Indianapolis and Berlin. You're rushing 5. You're getting heat. Okay, 3rd and 20. Let's rush 4. Lost the game. It's not just the players. The coaching's a big part of it.
You guys can let us know what you think. Find us on social media. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. Follow this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. A couple of things we've got to get to outside of the Falcons tomorrow. Plenty of conversation on the Dogs and college football. Playoff committee, new rankings come out tomorrow. Virginia Tech is hiring former Penn State coach James Franklin. That news broke today. Mike and I were discussing, I'm sure we'll dive deeper in tomorrow, because this feels like, and maybe I'm wrong about this, if you're James Franklin and you're wanting to really go compete for a national championship, you're either holding out or you're pressing your agent, Jimmy Sexton, to get one of these bigger jobs.
Right. You think he's settled?
I think he's settled. And I said to Mike, you go to Virginia Tech, that ain't pressure, bro. That nobody's going to be like, oh, I can't believe James Franklin hasn't won a national championship at Virginia Tech. He could go there and win 10 games, Mike. They'll be fine, but I don't feel like he wanted that similar heat right. that he faced at Penn State. Now, the other part of this is they paid him a lot of money to go away. Maybe he just wants to be in the biz. But we're going to see how he turns around, if he's able to turn around Virginia Tech. But to me, I feel like this is a cop-out. You are one of the bigger names and brands in college football. Go get one of the bigger jobs. And it's like, right. I'll go to Virginia Tech. No disrespect to Virginia Tech folks, but this isn't LSU and it's certainly not Florida. And coming from Penn State, it would be like, you know what? I'm going to go to one of these other bigger programs and show you exactly what I'm about.
I'm with you. Everything you just said, 238 and 121. That was Frank Beamer's record at Virginia Tech. He's the only coach to ever get it right there. You got the only other guy was Coach Dooley's brother, who had 64 wins and also got the NCAA on their case. So Virginia Tech is a hard place to win. Only one guy ever figured it out, and that was Frank Beamer. So we'll see. Now, Franklin does have a lot of inroads in Mid-Atlantic recruiting, and that's a big part of it. You get Newport News and all that, Carl, see what you can get.
Yeah.
He's always been a great recruiter, but I'm with you. I think, you know, is that the best you could come up with? And now we'll see. I mentioned earlier, Lane Kiffin, he is going to play out the string. Lane Kiffin is – there's been no announcement that there's a contract in place, a new extension for Lane. Elko got his at A&M. So LSU and Florida, shoot your shot because Lane's going to take those phone calls.
All right, let's hear Coach. Last but not least, we mentioned Drake. The Penix thing is front and center, obviously. We believe Drake will recover from the PCL. Whether or not you play, he plays here in the next week or two, we'll see. Here's what Coach said about Drake's injury.
He's a knee, you know, obviously as a PCL, he's had it before, done some of those things. So we'll kind of just let that thing roll with that.
Okay. Pounding the podium for emphasis.
Yeah, because I'm sure he's frustrated. Look, it's one thing to lose, then you're losing your best players.
Right.
That
one
adds
guy,
to it.
The one guy I know is giving him and Bijan, the two guys I know are giving 110, along with the healthy guys on that O-line.
No doubt about it. Hey, tomorrow, as I mentioned, lots of college football conversation. Tomorrow, too, guys, we got to talk about our Hawks. They are hot. They won again last night. Tomorrow, they play the Detroit Pistons. And if you think the Hawks are an up-and-coming team on the rise, we're about to find out. Cade Cunningham and company come into town tomorrow. It's a big game early in the season, Mike, to just kind of, hey, okay, you guys think you're good? Let's see. Detroit leading the Eastern Conference as we speak, and they've got star power. They're tough. I want to see what the Hawks are about. And they've been playing really good without Trae Young. And by the way, a big shout-out to Jalen Johnson, Eastern Conference Player of the Week for Jalen Johnson.
So, oh, man. And Onyeka Okongwu has been unbelievable. If you didn't see it, again, I watched a little bit of the highlights this morning on the DVR. They're down at one point. I think it was 18 to start the fourth. They're down 21 in about 11 minutes left in the game, and they just go on a tear. This team's got some heart. Now, you're right, though. Detroit's the kind of game you probably need Trae Young in to beat, but we'll see. When's the last time these guys had a five-game win streak and went 4-0 on a West Coast swing?
It's been a while. I think Conte put that out there on his social about the last time it happened. So the good news is, look, this is playing out like we hoped. Without Trae, the guys are getting together. Mike, there's mesh going on. They're meshing. They're connecting. And they're playing together.
And it's just up to the coach to make it all work when Trae comes back.
Absolutely. All right, man, we got to get out of the way. Coach's show tonight. And again, Big O, who is the guest tonight? Is it Ronnie Harrison?
I think he led the team in tackles.
He did. All right. Stay tuned. Dave Archer has coached the coaches show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's clear our throat.
How about a Congo?
Please say.
Hey, man, thanks to you guys. I mean it. I say it all the time. We're all in this together. And even though you may be disinterested, I don't know where you are right now. We're not giving up. Season's not over. But it's just so frustrating. And we're trying to figure a way to at least right the ship. There are many things that we need to figure out. We're going to continue to have this conversation. But thank you guys for hanging out with us on a Falcon Monday, guys. Big show tomorrow. Wednesday, we're at Flowery Branch. Thursday, Mike, Smyrna. Zucca.
Yeah, we're going to be Zucca, man. Zucca. Great spot. And looking forward, that's part of our Miller Lite tour, where we'll have Miller Lite specials. But we'll be over at Zucca in Vining, Smyrna. Going to be a blast. Looking forward to it.
All right, man. Day-Day, great job. Executive producing, Big O behind the glass. Stay tuned. Coach's show is on the way. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Man, the ball's on Kirby Smart, man. Realizing that Texas was getting some momentum when they cut it to 14-10, going for it twice on fourth down, and then knowing your special teams were going to execute the perfect onside kick because they saw the film on Texas, knew they could get what they wanted, and they did it. And then he wins the press conference. A lot of these kids want a check. They don't want physicality. Basically saying, you're not getting checks here at Georgia. We're hitting people. What a great, great night for Georgia. An electric atmosphere. And over the years, always felt that Sanford Stadium was never that great a vibe. It has become an unbelievably intimidating home field. Great job, dog fans, on Saturday night.
Let's stay with college football, shall we? I don't start rumors. I just talk about them once they're out. Apparently, LSU sent a private jet to Oxford.
Uh-oh.
For Lane Kiffin and his family. They have an open week this week, and I'm talking about Ole Miss. Say what you want. Don't know how much truth there is to this. But if, in fact, it is true, as it's being reported, Lane Kiffin and his family are being shown Baton Rouge.
Oh, boy.
And if you know, like I know, it's only a matter of time when you go see Baton Rouge.
They send the governor's plane for him?
Mike, this is starting to heat up. We'll see where it goes. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
Your day to day.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.